Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 18, 2022. Act of creation. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the creator had innovated with this creation dot applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. Baal-ha-Sulam, The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 4, Item 18. Question: what does this innovation that applies to the form of the desire to enjoy mean? Answer: the innovation is the desire to enjoy, which appears, develops, and determines all created beings in all their forms. Question: what does from absence mean? Does this mean that the creator does not have this desire? Answer: from absence means that there was no such desire before. The act of the appearance of desire from absence is the act of the creator. Apart from this, there is nothing new in the entire universe. Question: does it mean that he created a desire to enjoy that did not exist before? Answer: yes, this is the action of the creator. Everything else goes on according to the same principle. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, December 4, 2022. What is lacking in balance to achieve harmony? Question: let's say a person is constantly in doubt and is trying to use intuition without fully understanding what it is. How would you advise him to make decisions from a harmonious state, not out of imbalance when he is unsure of what is right or wrong, but from a place of balance? How can we make decisions from a simple state to make additional steps? Answer: if a person strives for harmony from a simple state, he usually achieves this by lowering his actions, moving less, thinking less, worrying less, hearing less, seeing less, and so on. The best thing is to take a sleeping pill and fall asleep. That is, we have no harmony, but we try to achieve it by correctly balancing the forces acting on us. We call this harmony, although it is not harmony at all but mutual neutralization of stimuli. Question: so are balance and harmony not the same thing? Answer: no. The fact is that we must understand how to restrict ourselves to not lose the harmony that has been achieved and not fall into imbalance. Comment: when I think about it, I always remember the example of a tightrope walker. It seems that he is walking along the line and every step must be balanced or he will fall. At the same time, it is not a harmonious state but a constant effort, and constant control at every moment. My response: well, we can say that this is the right balance, the right harmony. But still, one must constantly consider possible future outcomes in his subconscious and prove to himself that they can always be balanced. Question: what does balance lack to become harmony? Does something need to be added? Answer: knowledge of the future, of the forces that affect you, of your capabilities, and of the world around you. All this can lead very far. Comment: turns out, there are many more elements to be added. Answer: of course. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, November 18, 2022. Harmony lies in the unity of opposites. One heart is not connected to another through harmony alone. They are, instead, linked deeply through their wounds. Pain linked to pain, fragility to fragility. There is no silence without a cry of grief, no forgiveness without bloodshed, no acceptance without a passage through acute loss. That is what lies at the root of true harmony, Haruki Murakami. Question: what do you think about it? Is all this really necessary? Answer: you see, this is the Japanese mentality to some extent. Naturally, this is a kind of convex materialism where one thing cannot exist without the other and is the result of the struggle of opposites. Such a saying is suitable for our world. It is one of many that speaks of an unbalanced world in which there is no perfection, but for some reason the world is striving for it. Question: How do these mundane things that Murakami writes about apparently transfer into some other things in people at certain points of higher development? Answer: we must reach a state in which we would become convinced that the struggle is necessary, opposites must open up, and we must bring ourselves to our starting point in which we were born. At this point, a person must attain them, come to terms with them, connect with them, and achieve true harmony. That is, harmony begins when we achieve the unity of opposites. A person must agree that what is offered to him in the form of a world of struggle of opposites is in fact our illusory world. And if we advance correctly, then instead of these two opposite forces, for example, yin, yang, we will disclose a single force that lies inside these two opposites and gives birth to them only so that they reveal this force itself. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 18, 2022. A strong Israel. Question: should our country, Israel, be strong? Answer: it should take care of those of citizens who according to state regulations should live, exist, and be protected here. We have no other land. We have no other place. We have no other country. We must have our own strong army and our place on this planet. And although everyone will encroach on it, we must tell everyone the truth to their face: this is ours. It was, it is, and it will be. Question: until when will there be such a position as you said? Answer: until the complete correction of human egoism on the whole planet. Comment: but you are always talking about connection, about unity of people. My response: that is what we will do along the way. Question: so this is how? By remaining such a strong encampment, a fortress, we will move toward unity of all mankind? Answer: only in this way. Only under this condition. Set an example and lead the way. Comment: are you not perplexed by the unification of two such poles? One pole is a strong, powerful state, ready to fight back against everyone, and so on, and on the other hand, unity and connection are such a warm state. My response: that is very correct. And precisely because it is a strong country. Question: and we have to radiate this warmth one way or another? Answer: yes. Do not agree to any concessions. Question: and if we say that we want to rely only on ourselves? Answer: yes. Isn't that how it turns out? Comment: but we do have help. My response: yes, but we still rely on ourselves. Question: is this right? Answer: we get help for all this, but we still hope to rely on forces that we have. We do not sign a contract with someone and after that we have a quiet rest. Comment: you think that if some conditions come that we will be given help if, for example, we create two countries here? My response: no. It is all out of the question. Any compromises, agreements of this type are out of the question. We do not owe anyone anything, we do not have to, and we will not give it to anyone. Question: and as a result, as you have already said, this state should radiate warmth, connection, and love for one's neighbor? Answer: yes, to be a light for all nations of the world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 3, 2022. Along the same chain. Question: do you have students who were only briefly in contact with you and you invested something in them that should be revealed in the future? Answer: no, it is impossible to do this from a brief contact. There is no way. A student has to be annulled to a certain extent before the teacher. He must desire to annul himself and try to do it. You cannot pick a person up from the street and direct certain energy at him through glowing yellow eyes in one gaze and he becomes a werewolf like in a movie. There is no such thing. Question: but at the same time, you yourself did not understand what Rabesh was doing with you. You did not know what proper annulment and all these things you are talking about were, did you? Answer: I did not know, but, on the other hand, I was hoping that such work was going on. And unfortunately, I was not able to appreciate it. In the end, whatever happened happened. And today's contact is completely different when I, together with the group, sort of come to my teacher and ask him to help me work with them, and through them with the rest of the world, to continue our common mission. I turn to him. On one hand I am connected with the group, and on the other hand, the group is connected with the world through our dissemination, and so on. That is, everything goes along the same chain. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, The Fate of the Kabbalist, November 2, 2009. Eternal Perfection. Comment: you once said that students should listen to the teacher, follow his recommendations, and that if we could take this step, the spiritual field is already ready and a huge space will open up to us. And you said that you also listen to Rabesh's advice, as if he gives you something in real time, and you, as though, overcome yourself. My response: of course, after all the body has absolutely nothing to do with this. These are the 10 sephirot that exist at the lowest level and are updated with their own reshimo, with an information record. Therefore, it seems to you that the body is born, lives, and dies, is born, lives, and dies. Actually, the 10 sephirot change in this form. A spiritual person is appreciated not by the low 10 sephirot, but by his altruistic 10 sephirot. In them he exists eternally, possesses and manages himself. What does it mean that Rabesh or Balhasulam died? Nobody dies. And in general, there is no death, just reshimot that are renewed in us, and this is how we perceive their transformation. Therefore, contact with Balhasulam and Rabesh remains as simple as it was before. Comment: but you say that you, like your students, have to overcome what comes from Rabesh. That is, you do not always agree with this. My response: always disagree. And I must constantly change myself. And thank God that I feel it, understand it, comprehend it and change. My egoism never agrees with the spiritual, does it? Does not agree. Every minute it is updated and against. Every minute I correct it, for. Question: so your work is absolutely identical to ours, even though you have understanding of the system? Answer: of course. And it is this way until the final correction. But my work is performed in a larger volume of information, in the feeling of the system, in the feeling of this moving flow, interconnections. It is a magnificent feeling. You live inside a system that breathes and controls everything. These are completely different states and forces. A fusion of opposites happens when they connect and complement each other instead of an unbearable contradiction. And when a click happens, a correct grip between them, and from this state there is a feeling of perfection, a complementation of absolutely inconceivably opposite phenomena, characteristics, and qualities. This is spiritual ecstasy. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Universal Orgasm, November 23, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what do you think of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, which is conductor-less? It is very unique and against nature, because the conductor is the higher force and thought, the orchestra's head, the one who unites them and manifests his will in them. I have no idea how they manage to function without a conductor. I cannot imagine any group made up of individual egoists who have no higher guide that leads them, whether we call it the conductor, the manager, the leader, the father figure, or several other names. How can they feel this force of leadership? They must feel each other more and more, making some internal corrections and movements, which must be very difficult. I would love to talk to them about it. They must be united by the fact that each of them must be a conductor in some way. Through their inner desires and heartbeats, a connection of hearts, they must be willing to unite and to lead themselves together. I cannot even figure it out. Each one must see the inner feelings of the others. Based on the video, the conductor Les Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a Kabbalist's response with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.